Officials from the Department of Education and Skills will be meeting with the Board of Management. Following that meeting, in the event that no issues are arising, the project will be given the green light to progress to the next stage, which is Stage 2B, which involves a detailed design preparation of the tender documents to allow the project proceed to tender. So that is a positive announcement.
It seems that few things in life move more slowly than the stages of a school development like this. It could be still a substantial amount of time before we actually see a new school developed and we see what the local community really wants and needs. What sort of time frame do you believe we're looking at?
Well, I agree wholeheartedly with you. The Department of Education and Skills process is, to say the least, exceptionally slow. The focus within the department is obviously on the demographic growth areas around the commuter belts. And I think that is wrong. And I made that point in the Senate this morning during my contribution. I believe that all schools and all kids around the country deserve an equal opportunity. And if they're being taught in prefabricated buildings, as in the case in Stranraer, where 170 of the 452 children are being taught in those buildings, then something has to be done urgently. I would hope now that if we can move to the next stage, if the tender documentation can be prepared over the coming weeks and months, in early 2016, as we prepare for our state commemoration, that this project would be allowed to proceed to tender and thereafter construction. The new capital building program from the Department of Education and Skills is being prepared, and I hope that this project will be allowed to streamline onto that program, and that was the reason that I raised the issue at this point.